This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll profile another potential first-round NHL draft pick from the WHL. Prince George Cougars forward Jansen Harkins will be our guest. From being an NHL prospect to being an everydayer in the league, former Red Deer Rebel and Portland Winterhawk defenseman Matt Dumba was recently through Western Canada with the Minnesota Wild, and we caught up with him. And Portland Winterhawks forward Oliver Bjorkstrand simply won it all this past week. The Denny's WHL Player of the Week, CHL Player of the Week, and Player of the Month for January. More with him later. Well, Jansen Harkins is one of the WHL's top prospects for the upcoming NHL draft. Dan O'Connor has more.
Well, Jansen Harkins, obviously the month of January, a banner month for you offensively. 19 points in 13 games, the most successful offensive month that you've had so far in your career. And it was also included a trip to the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. Now that you've had a chance to kind of reflect on that month as a whole offensively, what were some of the things that you thought really kind of worked well in your favor?
I think overall, just kind of getting more comfortable, and as the games go on and the year progresses here, it's kind of continuing to stay confident in building and getting better. I think I said that from the very beginning, even in camp, just working one day at a time and try to get it better every day. And it's something I've really tried to stick through to throughout the year, and so far it's been paying off pretty well. And hopefully have a good end of the season here and end it off strong.
Tell me about the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. This is the first chance that you and I have really had a chance to talk since that game and since that event. Now that you've had a chance to reflect on that and what that all kind of meant to you, what do you take away from that experience?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's an honor to be able to go to that game. I think before I went, it was going to be a really good experience and meet lots of different guys that I hadn't necessarily met through Team Canada events and that type of thing. So it was fun for me, and I learned a lot and met a lot of new people, which was good. And I think overall just a really good experience, a little bit of a break from the season and kind of getting us back into that type of Team Canada atmosphere and that type of thing that I went through in the summer. It's a bit refreshing, and come back and lots of energy and focus on the rest of the year.
Back to Prince George now and the push towards the playoffs. How valuable, Jansen, has it been to practice, something that the Cougars really have not had a whole lot of since the 26th of December?
Yeah. I think Mark said a couple days ago that he mentioned the numbers, and it's pretty shocking when you can look at a WHL team not having that many practices in that amount of time. So definitely get back to some fundamentals and some things that we needed to work on. This past little stretch has been pretty tough, but a good week of practice, and hopefully we're as prepared as we can be for tomorrow and this weekend.
You want to just talk about the collective mood of the guys. I look around, I see smiles, I see a team that's continuing to strive to get better even amidst some difficult circumstances lately.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's been tough on everyone, including staff and players and all that type of thing. So it's definitely hard to keep the smile up and stay positive, but I think we've done a really good job, and saying that, we got to pick it up here and get some wins and some points, and it's a really crucial part of our season, and we got to take it that way.
Finally, Jansen, just a quick comment from you about the draft. I mean, obviously it's in the back of your mind, and you see all sorts of rankings coming out from this way and that, but I mean, obviously the big key for you is you head down the stretch just to try and keep that in the back of your mind as much as possible and just focus on helping the team win.
Yeah. I think ever since the beginning I've been saying that I try not to pay lots of attention to that type of thing. I think I'm pretty self-motivated and can keep myself concentrated on what I need to do to get better, and I think that's the biggest thing, is if I keep getting better every day and working, I'm only going to be a better player by the draft, and hopefully that pays dividends for me. And obviously I want to help this team out, and if we can make playoffs, that'd be really big for me personally, and that was one of my goals at the beginning of the year, was to help this team as much as I can. So just continue that and go day by day.
19 points in 13 January games, Jansen, a heck of a month for you offensively. Congratulations on that feat. Best of luck to you and the Cougars down the stretch and this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Matt Dumba is trying to be a full-time NHLer this season with the Minnesota Wild. After being sent back to junior last season, Dumba is hoping he's made the step required. Touring through Western Canada last week, including his hometown of Calgary, I caught up with a Minnesota Wild defenseman in Vancouver. I'm sure it's nice for you to kind of come back to some of these rinks you played in with the Red Deer Rebels and wear the Minnesota Wild colors and get the full NHL experience.
Yeah, it's awesome. The last couple of years have just been kind of a whirlwind, but it's been a great learning curve just playing, going from WHL to NHL to AHL to NHL. It's been a lot of fun, and now coming back through these cities, it's awesome and get to see some friends and some family, so it's really nice.
Do you feel as if you've solidified yourself? I know last year you went back and was then traded to the Portland Winterhawks for their run, but this season, have you feel that you've made that step to you know, solidify your spot here on the blue line?
I'd like to say so.
Yeah.
No one's ever, you're never safe up here. You know, you got to bring your game every night. I think that's the biggest thing about being a pro is just finding that consistency. And I'm trying to do that every day. I'm getting better. And I feel as if I just keep doing that and consistently keep growing, then I will do that. And, you know, it's all part of a process.
On this trip already, Edmonton and Calgary, I know those were two division rivals there with the Red Deer Rebels. Take me through those nights, friends and family, and maybe some former teammates also taking in the action there in those cities.
Yeah, well, Calgary's my hometown, so it was so much fun. It was so much fun. The nerves, everything. But then got out there and just played a real solid game. And then being able to see all my friends and family after the game, that was awesome. Everyone wanted pictures and got to stay around and talk to my buddies that I hadn't seen for a while now because been in the season. And it was just awesome to be back there. And, you know, being from playing in Red Deer, you know, you play the Flames 8-9 times a year. And, that's a huge rivalry. And playing in the Dome is so much fun. So I had a great time.
I think the Rebels would almost hope that you were 2 years younger because of their big news ahead. They'll host the Memorial Cup next year, and they're stocking their team for that run for next season. Some big news, I think, and I'm sure the city of Red Deer will do a good job with that Memorial Cup next year.
Yeah, for sure. No, I thought we should have had it a couple of years ago. I know the community was pretty upset. The team, the organization, we all wanted it. And it ended up going to Saskatoon. It's awesome that they've got it now. They've done such a great job making sure the facility is just it's immaculate. They put the new booths down at the far end, the boxes, and definitely a world-class organization. So I wish them the best. And to my teammates there, I hope they do a great job. And being a Rebels alum, it's quite an honor.
Matt, good luck in your full first season here in the Minnesota Wild, and thanks for spending time here on WHL this week.
Yeah, thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Portland Winterhawks' Oliver Bjorkstrand has been the hottest player in the league lately. 30 points in January to help the Winterhawks challenge for the U.S. division for really the first time this season. He is the Player of the Month for January, finishing off the month as the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Todd Vrooman caught up with him after practice.
Oliver, it was a big week for you, obviously a big week for the team. Walk us through the excitement around the room on this 8-game winning streak.
Well, obviously, you know, it feels good to win a lot of games. So, you know, 8 games is really good for us this year. So, obviously, we're going to try to keep it going. But, you know, the momentum is the right path right now. So, we're just going to try to keep it going the next few games.
Last week, you had a career high, a 6-point night against the Everett Silvertips. 3 goals, 3 assists in a big game, a showdown to try and chase down first place in the U.S. division. Do you feel like your play elevates when it's a big game, a big moment?
Well, you know, when it's a big game, you always try to play your best, and it was a packed Moda Center, so that obviously helps a lot. But no, you know, I felt really good that game, obviously. And Nick and Paul helped me out a lot with getting the 6 points. So just overall really good game and really cool game to play.
Also named this week the WHL Player of the Month. Coming back from the World Junior Championships, how are you able to translate your game back so quickly to the Western Hockey League?
Well, again, like I tell everybody, I feel like the World Juniors really help out a lot. It's a high level, and you really learn how to use your speed and compete every shift. So coming back to the WHL, it really, you know, the World Juniors really helped a lot, and just knowing that you need to work hard every shift and bear your chances down. So the World Juniors really helped out a lot.
You mentioned Nick Pitan and Paul Bittner, your line mates. What is it about the three of you that seems to work together on the ice?
Well, we have Paul, who's a big player, really protects the puck and is good in the corners and can help give room for me and Nick a lot. And then Nick, obviously, he gives plays to me all the time and gives me good passes to breakaways and different shot opportunities. So just a really good combo, I feel like, and we're really getting chemistry right now. We've been playing the last few months together, so we're in a good spot right now.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Oliver, and congrats on the awards.
Thank you.
By the way, you can catch Oliver Bjorkstrand and the Winterhawks Friday night on Root Sports in the U.S. when they take on the rival Seattle Thunderbirds. Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to Dan O'Connor in Prince George and Todd's help in Portland as well. Thanks a lot. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.